What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Minding Hours podcast presented by Project Superhero Fit. I'm your host, Coach John. I'm joined by Coach Crystal. Come with us on this transformative journey in which we seek that fitness is inside out. It makes no sense to have a beautiful physique, but an ugly mind, heart, and spirit. Thank you for subscribing and joining each episode. Now let's get into this conversation. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Minding Hours podcast presented by Project Superhero Fit. I'm your host, Coach John.
And Coach Crystal.
We just wanted to come on here today. As you see the title, right? Doing hard shit, right? Do hard shit. You know, we like to keep the podcast PG, and we don't like to use profanity. But in life, you have to do things that are challenging, right? You know, we get caught up in today's society of these trends and everything moving so fast and just going through the motions. And a lot of times we lose a sense of who we are, right? So we just wanted to come on here and just, you know, talk to you guys about how we view challenging ourselves and kind of just, you know, finding out who we are on purpose. You know, a lot of people, you know, look for who they are and they look for their purpose to come to them. But we believe that you got to, you know, go out there and find it and go out there and grab it and take it, you know, and do it on purpose, you know. So, you know, we'll get right into it. If you haven't already, you know, like, share, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So, Coach, how you feeling today?
I feel great.
Good. It's the middle of the week. I feel like I've gotten better this week. It's Wednesday, self-evaluation day. You crushing goals, or is the week crushing you, right? So we're going to get right into it. Coach, how do you feel about, you know, doing challenging things and consistently challenging yourself? And what's it do for you, and how does it make you feel?
Well, I never really challenged myself until we started this business, Project Superhero. And, you know, the challenges that comes daily with being an entrepreneur, I feel invincible in a good way. I just feel really good about myself that I can get things done and help other people.
I feel as though when it comes to doing challenging things, in my eyes, it gives me a sense of confidence, you know, and when I'm able to accomplish something that others can't or others won't try or others aren't willing to do, you know, I respect the hell out of myself. You know, it's kind of like a sense of self-worth and self-respect that, you know, I feel as though I'm in, when I do challenging things, it gives me, I wouldn't say it strokes my ego a little bit. It probably does. But like I said, I just feel uber confident and I can accomplish anything. Like you said, in a way, kind of like feeling invincible, you know, and some people might think that's a bad thing, but I feel like I can conquer anything when I do something challenging and it works out in my favor.
Yeah.
You know, so what does it do for your mind? Like, how do you think doing challenging things has in your life and taking on challenges has flipped your mindset?
Like you said, it gives you confidence. Makes me feel good, you know. Makes me strong. That's about it. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it kind of erases, you know, the limitations I put on myself. You know, a lot, you hear the saying, you know, sky is the limit, but I feel like our mind is our limit. I feel like, you know, we put barriers on ourselves in our mind, and in turn, it turns our actions, it turns into limiting our actions. You know, so I feel like, you know, just, you know, doing challenging things just takes the limits and boundaries, and I just feel limitless. You know, of course you have fears and phobias and things like that. That's not like really what we're talking about, but we're just talking about embracing challenging things and knowing that it's going to be hard, but, you know, trying to overcome it. And I feel like when you fail, you know, you ultimately learn. So for my mindset, it's either you're going to win or you're going to learn something in the process of failing to try something new. You know, because you always, after you fail, you always have to continue to learn, adapt, and evolve and things like that. So it completely shifted my mindset, you know. So the next question is, recall a time in your life where you knew something was going to be hard, but you did it anyway. And were you successful at it?
Honestly, I think our separation was the hardest thing that I've ever had to go through in my life so far. So, was it successful? I mean...
No, we're back together.
Well, I think it was successful, but why was it the hardest thing you had to do?
Because it's not what I wanted. And, you know, with having Seneca and her being a huge part of your life, that was hard for me to
think about her.
So when you know, what were your thoughts during the process? Like when you actually, you know, when you actually had built up the courage to leave, what were your thoughts in that process?
I mean, I was too angry. I don't remember because it was just a lot of anger.
Yeah. So you don't... But you said it was one of the hardest things. So, you know, in that moment, you had to feel some type of, you know, should I stay? Should I go? Resistance as to why it would be hard. I mean, did you fear, like, change? What was it?
Yeah, I feared change.
And what else? The change of, you know, the environment, change of lifestyle, change of just routine, change of normalcy. Like, what kind of change?
I was leaving the man that I wanted to be with. That's hard.
Yeah. So ultimately, you know, what did you learn? What did you learn from it? Because you said it. You said you didn't think it was successful, but I think all situations are successful because, like I said, either you succeed or you learn. You learn from the failure, and you try to do better. I believe it was successful. If you ask me personally,
I learned to love myself to be able to focus on a relationship. So that's what I learned.
And loving yourself how?
Taking care of myself better, you know, being a good mom,
making yourself the priority.
Yeah. Making myself a priority.
Oh, good. Well, see, it wasn't a failure. You know, all things end, either you win or you win, like I said, because you learn a lesson. And look at what you learn from it. I know I learned from our separation big time. You know, that might be time on another episode, but it changed me as a man, and it changed me, you know, as a father, and it just changed my perspective on control and not having control over certain situations and how do you adapt to that situation. You know, you can either try to fold or run from it, or you got to face it. You know what I'm saying? So that I definitely learned from our separation big time. And it was a game changer for me. So that was hard for me as well. But along with that, losing weight and changing my body, changing my mind first, was probably the hardest thing, hardest challenge I've ever embraced. You know, after playing ball, some people may not know, but after playing ball, I got up to about 295, 300 pounds. And I'm currently now sitting at 225. So, you know, 70 pounds later or whatever, this is the John that you see. But it was very hard changing my mindset. But I will say this, our separation did trigger a big change in my mind first. Like I said, it gave me a sense of I can't control everything. I know in the beginning when we separated, I tried to bully, you know, you to come back and things like that, whatever. So I had to really analyze myself and look in the mirror and find out, you know, what was going on with me. And that's what kind of started the shift of, you know, transforming my mind to get better and then ultimately transforming my body as well. So, you know, our separation triggered therapy. Therapy triggered, you know, handling adversity the right way. So adopting the mindset of just how I look at adversity and how to handle it, you know, was just going to the gym every day. You know, if I could get up at 4 a.m. and work out every day consistently for a long period of time, I knew my body would change. And also it came with a mental change as well. You know, everybody knows my idol is Kobe Bryant. So I used to just wake up every day and say, what would Kobe do? You know, and you know his mindset too, you know, challenging the Mamba mentality and doing things that are challenging and doing it, you know, the right way. So that's probably the hardest thing, two hardest things. I said two, I asked you one, but two hardest things I've ever had to do. So, but I'm appreciative of it though. Very, 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 very appreciative of that situation and what it did for me. So let's talk about giving advice to somebody. Right. You know, if you were to give advice to someone who is hesitant about stepping into a hard situation or a challenging situation or just pursuing a difficult goal, what would you say to them?
I would definitely tell them to start and never look back if that's something that they want to do and love to do. You know, I would tell them to give it their all.
Well, how do you get past that initial wall?
I would just tell them that they cannot be scared.
Like,
if you think in your mind that you want to be something and you know it will make you happy, like, just do it. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
I agree. I agree. I mean, it starts with belief for me.
But I also believe, yeah, they have to believe in themselves too. But they have to work hard. Nothing comes easy. You have to work hard. And I learned that.
Yeah.
I learned that starting our business.
Yeah.
And like, nothing, nobody will hand you nothing.
Yeah, no.
You have to go for it.
Right. We always say nobody's coming for you. So so when after they start and they hit a plateau or they hit a wall, like, and they don't want to continue, what would you say to motivate them to continue to challenge themselves?
I mean, I would ask them, if you quit, how will that make you feel? And if it would make you feel like crap, then do not quit.
Right. And look how far you've come. Why would you quit now? Yeah.
I've never wanted to quit Project Superhero, but I always thought to myself, you know, this is what I love to do. I could never, I can't see myself not doing this.
Right.
So that being said, like, why would you quit?
Right.
Even through hard times, you cannot quit.
Right. Well, I would just tell them, look at yourself in the mirror. Like, you know, can you beat that person that you see? You know, because the thing is, what we try to do every day is beat the version of the person that we were yesterday. You know, so it's like, are you willing to beat that person? And do you want to let yourself down? You know, we often, you know, make promises to other people and things like that or whatever. But I heard you say on Morning Mindset the other day, you know, don't make a promise to yourself that you're not going to keep. Mm-hmm. You know, we always talk about, like, contracts. You know, if you sign a contract with somebody, you're going to want to be paid the money that you signed that contract for. So it's like, why negotiate, you know, terms and conditions with yourself? That's my mindset on it. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, Under Armour has a slogan, and I like the slogan that they had, and I don't know why they got rid of it, but it used to say, the only way to get to it is through, right? You can't go around it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You got to go through it, you know? So
that's true.
When it comes to motivating our clients, our fit fam and things like that, or motivating, you know, someone I'm talking to, that's it for me. You know, when I did the 75 hard, It was just every day, can I beat myself? You know, can I beat John? You know, me versus me. So I feel like when we put ourselves in a situation where we compete with ourselves first, it makes the competition amongst other people and amongst the world a little bit easier, you know, because, you know, you kind of try to figure out what you can withstand and what you can go through, you know. So I feel like, you know, just the ultimate level of self-respect and self, you know, self-confidence, self-esteem, just self-awareness about ourselves is just doing hard stuff and doing challenging things, you know, and seeing what you're made of. You know, basically, you know, what am I made of at the end of the day? You know, so that's it, guys. We just wanted to come on here and just kind of, you know, chop it up with you guys about just our mindset about doing challenging things. You know, if you want to win in life, you want to succeed in life, you want to get through certain boundaries and certain limits, you got to do hard shit. Point blank, plain and simple. And it's no way around it, you know. So, Coach, anything else?
No.
Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us on another episode of Mine and Ours. Remember, you know, share, comment, you know, give us a review. You know, follow us on IG. We want to know what you guys want to talk about. So, we'll see you guys next week.